Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the merciful. This is Youth Station, and I'm glad to be here. Well, we have my friend.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa salamu alaikum.
I'm Zainab, Sister Asma's co-host, and I'm totally happy to be with you guys today.
And today we are going to talk about the pros and cons of being silent.
Okay, pros and cons of being silent. If you're on a radio show, all cons. Don't be silent, because that's totally defeats the objective of being on a radio show or in a podcast or something, or if you're at an interview, please talk.
So are you a silent person?
I'm an introvert.
Yes.
I'm an introvert, so sometimes I feel it depends on the circumstances.
Exactly. It depends.
Right.
On the people around me, on the society I'm in.
And the topic of the discussion.
If I have no interest in it, yes.
I'm not going to bother inserting any opinion.
I'm not going to open a box of worms. That's better.
Yes. Let's not do that. Let's not get into that at all.
Let's be away with the problems.
If I'm among friends,
yes,
like my own,
I'm totally extrovert.
Yeah, bubbly, chirpy, talking,
wearing no masks,
exactly, making jokes and jests and talking about everything and anything, goofing around,
exactly.
And like if you're really in your comfort zone,
that's why being with friends means wearing no masks.
Yes, and that's why it's so wonderful.
Still, I don't know if I'm extrovert or introvert.
You're definitely
based
an
on
introvert.
What I have with my friends.
No, you're definitely an introvert. Introverts are those that only vibe with their people.
Yes.
Extroverts are those that vibe with people.
Everyone.
Just if you're a person, I'm a vibe with you.
Yes.
More power to them. I'm proud of extroverts for being able to do that.
Sometimes I envy them. They can speak everything softly.
Very easy. Yeah, open the conversation with everyone and anyone. But being around an extrovert makes me really anxious.
Yes.
And I find during those situations, silence is the best treat. Not that that person talks to me and I totally ignore them, look at the air. But like, I don't necessarily try to push myself. Before, when I was younger, I would try to push myself to engage in whatever small talk the extrovert is trying to initiate. I would always find myself saying the wrong things because I can't function in that sort of setting.
Yes, exactly.
I'd find myself regretting what I said later on. I'd find myself talking about things that sort of weren't in the limitations of my boundaries.
And every time worried about not saying things in the right time.
Yes. And I'd stay up at night overthinking it.
Yes, exactly.
Why did I say that? Yes. Should I have said that? Should I have said something else? Do they think I'm weird
now? I shouldn't have said that.
Yes. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yes, that
is. And if you practice silence long enough, you won't have that problem anymore.
Yes.
Just keep quiet, man.
It's me. I don't speak.
Exactly. As I got older, I felt that, look, I don't necessarily have to please everyone.
Exactly. Right? That's the point. As we grow older, we understand this fact that we're not here to please everyone.
No, because we're not a jar of Nutella, darling. When I realized that it's not my job to please everyone.
Yes.
And that I am allowed to set boundaries. And if I feel like this conversation, it's not necessarily violating anything. Right?
Exactly. You're not breaking any rule.
Yeah. And they're not violating anything either. But this is just not my style. I can't talk to you like this. So I just keep silent. I nod and smile.
Mm-hmm. All breathing beings are different from each other. It's like the fingerprints. No one is like the other one. We're all different, so we have to embrace that.
Exactly.
Yes, but have you ever been sorry for not speaking?
No. I found that that's always
because
difficult.
As a silent person, sometimes I eat myself a lot. Why? I say, why you didn't speak at the moment?
What would you have gained had you spoken?
Speaking of my rights.
Uh-huh, of your rights, then yes.
Yes.
Well, actually, no. I mean, I know that there are a lot of ahadith telling us to claim our rights, stand up for yes. what's right, stand up for justice. If it's someone else's right and I was quiet about it, I might feel a little guilty.
Yes.
But if it was my own right, I always justified by saying, you know what, I can't be bothered with drama. Who cares? You know, just go. Just get out of my face. I don't even want my
yes.
right anymore. You know what I mean?
As I told you, yes, I'm like that. I say to myself that, okay, I don't wish to open a box of worms. Mm. I don't wish to face those difficulties.
And conflict.
It's better to
and
be
confrontation.
Silent. Yes, exactly. It's better to stay silent rather than starting a long discussion yeah. that's going to be a never-ending discussion.
Definitely.
So that's why
and bringing
I keep
about
silent
drama.
Some time. Yes, drama.
I can't stand drama.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, like in expressing myself, I can be over dramatic and I can be
yes.
like all over the place when I'm
because
talking.
Because even if I open up my chapters, mm. that will going to be a long novel.
Mm.
A lot of stories would come out of it.
Exactly.
So it's better to stay silent.
Yeah, just keep to yourself. People don't need
yes.
to know. The confrontation thing is what
yes.
really...
I can't the hurting it. Part is... The confrontation.
Yeah,
part.
I can't do it. I yes. just can't. Let's talk about moments where most probably you should not stay silent.
Yes.
Aside from
a lot.
And interviews.
Yeah.
And when you're like with a child.
Yes, when you're with a child.
Don't be quiet around the poor child.
No, they won't let you be
no.
silent.
True.
They would bring you into speaking.
Yes, yeah. They yes. would ask so many questions.
Yes, of
that,
course.
That, like, at some point you'd be like, you know what, fine.
Questions that are good for introverts.
Yes, fine. Let's talk about that three-eyed
yes.
worm
yes.
that you saw in the cartoon the other day.
Yes, exactly.
I think we already mentioned standing up for someone's rights, our own rights, for justice.
Yes, justice.
I think there's a hadith that tells us that if we are... silent in the face of oppression, we
yes.
have a share of that dhulm, that oppression
yes,
that's been
exactly.
carried out.
We have a share.
Because it's sort of like, yeah, I didn't support that person, but I didn't stop them either.
Yes, true.
And it's sort of like allowing them.
And it happens every day. It's not something like it should happen like a revolution. No. In everyday life, we face it.
Mm-hmm.
Many times we cannot face the people who are tyrant in a small zones and in a smaller scopes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we cannot stand for our rights, but we have to.
That's why maybe the concept of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al Munkar, enjoining the bad and forbidding the evil, is so important
yes.
in Islam.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, standing up for justice, like when you said everyday life.
Yes.
I thought about people who litter, people who throw their trash on the street
yes,
out,
exactly.
out of the car window. That's injustice.
Yes, injustice.
And if you just honk your horn, if you just give them like the dirty death glare.
Yes.
Dude, what are you doing? Or like, look at them and then look at the trash can and then look at them really
but
intensely.
But they do not notice that really.
But they will feel a little shameful.
Yes, maybe a little shame.
And if
yes.
the society constantly does that to someone who still has the barbaric
exactly.
habit
the
of
nice
littering,
word to use for them.
Right? After a while, they'll pull themselves together. And the same goes to Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al
Munkar. Yes, that needs everyone to react against them, not
yeah.
only one person.
Definitely.
We need to be all the same.
Mm-hmm.
We have to react.
We need to be united.
Yes, we need to be united, exactly.
United on on an ideology, on a certain value.
Yes.
No one is going to argue with the fact that littering is bad.
Exactly.
Even that savage who feels like, well, the cleaning person will just come pick it up. And then
exactly.
you explain it to them. That just because it's their job
yes.
doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing your job.
Exactly. That's
right?
the most awful way of thinking, to say that because it's someone else's job, then I don't have to care. We are all responsible. Okay. Everyone who's been listening to us, stay tuned. We're going to have a break and then we'll catch up together. Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Listeners of Youth Station, we're back and we're going to follow the discussion. We are all having some duties in this society for the environment, for the people around us, for the future upbringings.
Yes. And it's these little things that build up to it, like these little acts of being indifferent toward oppression and being silent toward them that leads to something like, I don't know,
a greater loss.
Yes, to genocides and massacres.
Exactly.
And full-blown wars.
I think responsibility in everything does matter.
Totally. Yes, yes. Feeling a sense of responsibility. And I was reading this really interesting quote in a book. It said, something may not be your fault, but it's still your responsibility. And the example, the author was mentioning was that you wake up one morning and you find an infant on your doorstep.
Yes.
Right? Someone just left him there in the middle of the night. And you open the door to go grab the newspaper and then you see this little basket and there's this helpless little infant baby inside of it.
Yes, yes.
Are you just going to leave the baby there on the doorframe?
Of course not.
It wasn't your fault that the baby was there, but now it is your responsibility.
From now on, you have to take care.
Yes, to react, to do whatever. Yes. Take it to the police station. Take it to the orphanage.
Yes,
make some
whatever.
Phone calls, whatever.
Just help that child.
No one's going to blame you for the child baby's existence. But now, if the baby dies because you didn't do anything about it, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Another instance where silence is good. There are so many ahadith about this. When there's an argument. And I feel that...
No, they say leave the situation.
Yeah, just because... Or like there's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. He says, when you're arguing with a fool, just
leave
quiet.
Them. Yes.
Or Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, when there's a jadal, there's an argument, there's a debate. Not that debate of like when Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam debated with the Christian priests about Islam. Not that scale of debate. But when someone's just arguing
when
with you...
When you do not have any hope for that person to understand what you say.
Just be quiet, even if you were right.
Yes. Most of the time, you are right, but you'd better stay silent. Because they would drag you down to their level.
Exactly.
And they won't understand what you're saying.
And you're just going to end up with mud all over yourself.
Yes.
That person doesn't care.
You'd be mocking yourself.
Yes, bringing down your own value.
Yes, exactly.
Just stay quiet, fam. It doesn't matter. You know you're right. An intelligent person who's present knows you're right.
Yes, exactly.
That's enough.
Those who know.
And that's all that matters. And trying to prove yourself to that person who's arguing with you. Look, if they were intelligent enough, they wouldn't argue to begin with.
Exactly. Right? They wouldn't have started it at the first point.
Exactly. They would have pointed out their opinion. You would have pointed out your opinion. End of discussion.
Yes.
Right? You would have agreed to disagree. But the fact that they're arguing means they're not worth the time to argue with.
Yes. And another instance for when it is not right to speak is about rumors. When you have hear a rumor, it's better to cut that line.
Yes.
You be the one who finishes the story.
Mm-hmm. Break
That's
that chain.
Better to stay silent.
Exactly.
Because speaking is not going to change anything.
No.
And you're going to be helping the people who have some evil thoughts, perhaps. So you have to stay silent there, too.
Definitely.
That's going to be better for you and the one who's been rumored. Well, that's it. We talked about silence, when it is good and when it's not good, the pros and the cons, and we understood that sometimes it's better to stay silent and know sometimes you have to speak of your own rights and of the oppressed people's right for justice, for the sake of justice. So thank you for listening to us. This was Asma and Zainab. We talked about silence. This is IRIB English Radio. Thank you for listening to us.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love is strong.